Welcome to the God is a Geek podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and firstly, well, I'm your host, but secondly, I just want to apologise for the podcast appearing late last week. It wasn't technically late, it's just I accidentally scheduled it for the same date 2020, which would have made for an interesting curio, but alas, probably wouldn't make too much sense. I am not here alone. As much as, of course, I'm sure you'd all love me to be, because, you know, like, the whole world loves me, right? I'm just so great. But Chris White is here. How are you, Chris? All right?
Hang on.
I've just stumbled upon something in a tired state that I think might work. How are you, Chris? All right?
Hey. Yes, I'm good, thank you. That was lovely.
I'm fucking using that every week. So, listeners, if you hated that, every week.
All right,
Chris? Chris, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm not. I've changed my mind. That's the one and only time that is being used on this podcast.
A lot of younger listeners probably haven't got a clue who he is.
Then let's not ask them to Google it.
No, it's best not.
How are you, Chris?
Good. Yes, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on your another year of 24 hours of video gaming.
Thank you.
For the Calm. Is it? What's it?
Yeah, Calm. Yeah, Calm.
I'm tired. I'm just going to get out of the way. I ain't going to moan about it. Life's shit sometimes, isn't it? I'm tired. Chris, how was your cherry? How was it, mate?
It was all right. To be fair, like a couple of years, it kind of takes its toll when I get to around 11 at night. But luckily, I had something that kept me going. And took away the tiredness.
Something we're not talking about on this week's podcast.
No.
But nonetheless.
You'll go and read the review. It's called Return of the Obra Dinn.
Just before we do move on. By the way, Adam's here as well. Hello, Adam.
Hi.
That's Adam Carroll. His beautiful, I would say sexy tone is here, isn't it, Adam? Let them know you're sexy. Give him a bit of the old, you know.
A bit of that, yeah. A bit of that.
The old razzle dazzle. Give him just a bit of that. Just a bit.
I can't.
That's enough. That's enough. You've done enough. Okay. I've completely forgotten what I was talking about. Let's get into video games, shall we? Because Chris has played all of them. There's none left for Chris to play. He can retire at the end of this podcast. Chris, you have been playing Death Stranding, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Adam Carroll, have you got any food stories this week?
I quickly will just say that I went to a preview event of the Orange Twirl.
I have also partaken. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, you went to a preview event of the Orange Twirl.
Yeah, I did.
What? You what?
Yeah, did you not see this? This Orange
Twirl? No, I've not seen it.
Well, that's nice.
It's the thing.
Well, I've seen the bar, but I don't what a preview event.
Well, clearly I didn't. I'm just trying to be
funny. All right.
I know you fucking ruined it, you knobbag.
Well, I thought you had been... I was taking you seriously, trying to give you a moment. One moment.
I just got flown out there to fucking the States
wow.
or something.
Oh,
just
no, like, but imagine well,
it could
if
have
you
been,
did.
It could have been near you. All right, do you know what? Fuck it.
Imagine if...
Was it nice?
Is there a market for, like, you know, God is a Geek, but, like, just
preview
chocolate?
Food?
No, just chocolate. Is there a market? I was going to say publishers. Cadbury would be the publisher equivalent. Do Cadbury's fly media out to taste new?
Oh, my God.
I think someone needs
Could you
to
imagine
investigate
how big
this.
We'd get?
Because I'd be going in terms of our reach or in terms of just like, would we all be nicknamed Pork Chop? Or,
probably. But here, listen, Orange Twirl, there it is. I've had it. It's exactly what you think. It's really orangey. It's twirly. It's good.
It's really quite nice, isn't it? I just want to add to the chocolatey feel. I don't know. Adam, actually, this is a question for you. Is this a UK-centric thing? Has it reached... You know, obviously, you have Tesco,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, Aldi and Lidl?
Of course.
Okay, I'm sorry. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Aldi's have the best cheese place in the world. We've discussed
Interesting.
This.
Interesting. Have you tried Aldi's, like, big bars of chocolate?
How big are we talking?
Well, you know, like the big bars.
Yeah, but
I don't
you can't
know
just,
how big
what,
they are.
What? You just right, go in and so, just says,
okay,
it just
so
says, Aldi's big bar of chocolates.
Imagine a dairy, like the size in length and width of a Dairy Milk, but twice as thick.
Twice as thick?
Yeah, they kind of are.
They are
Do you know they are?
So
have you tried the pretzel one, Chris?
No, I haven't. No,
see, that's why I'm rushing this podcast, because I need to get there before they shut. but we must not digress any further, because as I mentioned, you know, there's some really exciting games to talk about. Chris, you went to Windsor again. You may as well move there to play all manner of Nintendo things. You have previewed and reviewed multiple Nintendo games. You just Chris, all of the games, please, whichever order you wish to talk about these games, we will partooken of your talkings. Go, please. Just let me sit here quietly for a minute.
Write that down.
Also, that's just before you do,
Yes.
This is episode 368, right? I think this might be the most slapdash start to a podcast. And I just want to reflect upon that and say, yes, we know it. We're here. We're living it. As you're listening in the future, we are living this right now, okay? I said the word partooken instead of partaken. We're living this right now. But it's not getting edited because this is why you subscribe. And we fucking know that. Chris, games.
Games. So, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games 2020. Okay. We'll start with the Nintendo stuff because there's a lot of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
So, the event that I went to was half an hour to an hour of both games. And obviously, I played the Mario and Sonic before, like, I can't remember when it was, like, June time. So, it was only a few events. Now, there was pretty much every event you could think of. So, the football one was a lot of fun, and the rugby sevens, very basic versions of the sport, but like they don't need to be that diverse because they're a lot of fun to just kind of jump in and play, and that's kind of what this is. The events in general are just like short bursts of events with different kind of button prompts, like you would expect, but there's just something about it that's a lot of fun. And when we played the badminton, there was a group of four of us. And we just, like all preview events, you go in and I'm not one that kind of goes in and starts talking and like making friends and trying to be the one that's kind of all pally. Right? I will talk to people.
Hi, Chris, how are you? I'm all right. Excuse me, mate. I just want to go and play. Yeah, but no, I haven't seen you in a while. I said, excuse me.
Internally, that is what I'm doing. Yep. I just want to go in and play it. And whenever it's multiplayer, I'm always like, oh. Anyway, you might need to edit that.
I'll keep this bit, but cut that bit out. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I played badminton, and we were all kind of sat there.
No one fucking listens anyway.
Fuck's sake. We're getting nowhere.
We ain't going to get through half these games. Go on, Chris.
Yeah. We played badminton, and we were all kind of sat there, just played casually. And then it started to get a bit more competitive. And we all sort of stood up at the same time, and were properly giving it some. And it's quite involving. And it's dead simple. Like it's kind of like the ping pong Olympic game in there as well. You just swing in the Joy-Con to hit it. But as I say, they're just short events that are just a lot of fun, and you can kind of mix and match and do all that. I didn't really get to play the story mode, as I said, because we were like in groups.
I really wanted to make a comment there that, like, I'm just going to say, I'm not going to make this comment, but I want everyone to know that it would have been fucking funny. Go on, Chris.
So Mario Sonic Olympic Games 2020. It's kind of more of the same.
can't say anything these days. That's all I'm going to say. It would have been really, really funny, but But you just can't. You can't say anything these days.
Look, I think you need to. You've drawn attention to it.
Mate, if I have to edit what you said, there's no way I'm putting what I'm thinking in here. It's not
Patrons,
that bad, but I'm still not saying
exclusive.
It.
Exclusive.
No, hey, it's too big a risk. Leaks, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Did you find the same... Because I've played a bit of this as well, and we've got to be a bit... You know, it is, again, this is a preview.
Preview sense.
I haven't played one of the Mario and Sonic Olympic games for quite some time, actually. I think it's because it's on the Switch now, and I'm like, oh, Switch. You know, I kind of really like the stuff that's just... It's just track and field. Like, you know, you run up with... You smash a button for loads, and then you hit a button to, like, jump a hurdle or do the long jump. And it's not difficult. It's not complicated.
No,
but,
no, it's not, but that's kind of what makes it more appealing when playing with other people. The tip, you know, your 100 metres, then the hurdles, which is a little bit more tricky. But when you kind of, so you're bashing the button, when you get to like a spot before the hurdle, you have to press, I think it's your R button, and it lets you jump over it. And if you hit it correctly, it gives you a little speed boost. And when you get to if you do like the final hurdle correctly, you get like a power up that gets you straight to the finish line a lot faster. So it kind of pays to hit the prompts in order.
Did you play with the Joy-Con? Because I played handheld, like holding the Switch. And like I get, because sometimes I thought, well, the controls seem a bit strange to have the shoulder buttons as like kind of action button with the, you know, the face buttons as the, you know, the mashing buttons. But I guess that's because they want you to just basically take a Joy-Con off each and play together. The only thing is, I feel like if I played this game with those Joy-Cons, I would end up just like snapping them in half through the vigorous masturbation of the Joy-Con, essentially.
it kind of, you can choose to play with a set of Joy-Cons, and then you can choose to play with a single Joy-Con. So the single Joy-Con, as long as you've got the strap on, you're all right. Because you kind of are, like, stroking the... Yeah, you're doing that motion. So, you know, it kind I won one of the races, and I said, I've had a lot of practice. No one found it funny, and I just feel like humor was lost. Or maybe I'm just not funny, and I would
imagine they were waiting until you left, and they were all like, oh, well, that was just disgusting humor.
Yeah.
How disappointing from God is a Geek. We would definitely expect better from them.
exactly.
I can get us out of this into a nice clean area, because the one thing I truly, truly appreciate this game at the moment, what I've played of it, is the gym, the sort of, you know, when you are on the gym mat and doing the jumping and stuff with like, you know, Waluigi and his unitard, essentially. I know it's Sega developed, but it's still got loads of Nintendo characters in it. Mm. And I just love the fact that there's like beloved, whether they're heroes or villains, characters from the, you know, there are Sega characters, isn't there? But like seeing the Nintendo characters do like, we're used to them since doing sport, but not, like I say, they're on the mat and just doing all this dance stuff. And it's just remarkable. And I really, really appreciate Waluigi. I just want to say that.
Yeah. It's an unsung hero.
Waluigi.
One awesome thing about this game is the retro stuff. You might think like, oh, it's just like a tag on to the actual.
No, but they're the ones that are more track and fieldy, aren't they?
Yeah, so they are more, because there's, obviously you can't use a Joy-Con on them. Like the motion sensors and stuff. It is a lot about simultaneously pressing buttons. But what they've done, which I think is great, is the fact that your Mario's, Bowser's, they're all in the 8-bit version of the Super Mario world.
Yeah.
Whereas Sonic and Robotnik, not Eggman, are all in the 16-bit version. So them side by side, it's just so good to see. And, you know, it's just a constant reminder that why have we not got like a platform with them in yet? But
can we at least agree that Waluigi steals the show?
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's all.
Yeah. So, Mario and Sonic, look, 2020.
You know, more coming soon on that. Like, you know, we'll review it and there'll be a video and et cetera. You know, it's weird because it's a game where we're allowed to talk about any of the events, essentially. But there is a story mode, but that's what you're going to read the review for, I suspect.
Whilst I was there as well, I played more of Luigi's Mansion 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I played, the more I fell in love with it. I think it's a superb game so far, and you know what you've seen in our videos and what you've read up, from the bit extra I played, it just gets better and it's just more coherent. The way that the just walking from room to room, the way all the puzzles work together in tandem and how it all flows together, just really well done, and the different kind of controls that you've got to do. Do certain things. There's loads of little puzzles that allow you to utilize the whole range of them, and it's just a really well put together game. And visually as well, like I know the visuals are getting better with Switch games, but it's just fantastic. Like the lighting and the kind of detail in stuff, it's fantastic. Like it really is looking amazing.
I need Adam Carroll to come in close, to getting nice and close on the microphone here, because I need to. I'm not going to talk too much about Luigi's Mansion 3 because I think I've played the most of it now. And, you know, again, we'll be reviewing that. I'll be reviewing that. There'll be more on that. But, Adam, I need to talk to you specifically about something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a touchy subject, so I need you to get in nice and close on that mic. But I don't want you to blow it out. I need you to calm down.
All right.
I'm going to make a statement now, okay?
Right.
And I want you to think about, both of you, Chris, this is not excluding you. I would never exclude you, Chris.
Thank you.
In the way you may have excluded some people in a way that will be edited out and people will never know. But I'm going to say something that I think might be the most controversial thing ever said on the God is a Geek podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
And I want you to think about the universe of Mario, the Super Mario world, if you will. No, the Super Mario galaxy, Adam Carroll.
Are you going to say Luigi's better than Mario?
Well, I was, but you've just sort of said it. No, hang on. I just want to say this. Right? Mario, we are so familiar with because he is Super Mario, the Super Mario, right? But
what's Luigi? Super Luigi? Why can't he be Super Luigi? Is that what you're
saying? I'm just gonna say this.
Go on.
Dude has just so much more personality than Mario. And there it is. That's the statement. I think.
Well, like, hang on.
Is Luigi better than Mario? He's the older brother, right?
Hmm.
And all he ever gets is ignored. Mario goes off and stars. Well, all right, who's Luigi's girlfriend then? Or if indeed Mario and Peach are.
Look, he doesn't have luck. Like maybe he just Tinder hasn't worked out for him. I don't know.
I'm just not hearing disagreement. Is all I'm saying right now.
Well, I think it's because
I'm right. You can say it. No one will mind.
I never say you're right. But like no. the thing about it is that like Luigi
is brilliant. Yes,
is brilliant. And I think though, let's be honest
Adam, I think Nintendo know this.
Yeah,
this is the genius, right? Mm-hmm. Think about Mario Kart, the Death Stare, Luigi. Think
but
about
that's
who.
Insane. That's what.
Excuse me, Adam Carroll. Who did they make Dab? Wasn't Mario, was it? Actually, shit, was it? No, it was Luigi. Well, I think.
But hang on. Luigi really shined, though, through Mario Kart 8.
I'm going to say he was shining all along and nobody noticed.
Well, like, if you go for the previous mention entries, then, like, yeah, you got that. But
nobody noticed Adam Carroll.
Yeah. He's great. I've never disliked him. I don't think anybody dislikes Luigi.
It sounds like you do.
Did I say those words?
Fucking no.
Fake news, Adam Cook. Fake news.
Just saying, I feel as though there's some. What did he do to you? That's what I'm going
to.
I don't want
to. I can't wait to play this goddamn game. It looks amazing. But my thing, can we actually go back to it for a second? I want to know, is there anything really different from the second one, bar its visuals? Or does it all play through the same kind of?
Well, you've proven my point. You didn't notice.
When?
Guigi.
Of course. Yeah, but Guigi.
No, well, whatever. Guigi. Whatever. Nothing new about that.
Chris.
Adam Carroll. It's a goo version of Luigi. Called Guigi. Not Gario. It's Guigi.
Do you want a Gario?
Absolutely not. He's done enough. He can't. Oh, well, that would be it, wouldn't it? Mario just comes along and goes, oh, yeah, now it's called Mario's Mansion and I've got Gario.
Let me just put some.
Gario sounds like some sort of off-brand Gary Bailey knockoff, and I'm disgusted by the idea.
Let me quickly just put
that
some.
That you've said.
Hang on. Let me put some extra petrol to the fire here, okay? What if you're saying that, then where does Toad stand? Because Toad is
quite low down, as it happens.
Why? He's bristling with fucking personality.
Oh, he hasn't though, has he?
Until Captain Treasure, Toad.
Literally in the last 5 years, that game. Well, when did it appear?
Were you?
What game? No. It was a mini game.
Oh no,
first,
it was
wasn't it? Was
3D
it a mini
World?
Game in? Yes, it was 3D World. Yeah. Are you? Hang on, Chris.
No, but I'm just saying, like you're there giving. Giving Mario a bit of
no, I'm not anti Mario. I'm saying Luigi has more personality. But it sounds to me like you're saying you prefer Toad to Luigi.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that nobody, like you're saying, nobody notices Luigi. Like he's been there all along. I think Toad. When we all played Captain Treasure Toad, we were all like, God,
that's not his name, but that's fine.
Captain
you
Toad
don't even
Treasure.
Know his
what's
name.
It called? Captain fucking
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. Not Captain Toad's Tracker Treasure or whatever
treasure,
you said just then. That I'll make it sound like you said when I edit it. Come
know.
On, right, no, this has to end. We are right now ranking those three characters and we are going to take an overall vote and I will not edit it, I promise. Adam Carroll, put those three characters in order of your best to worst.
Best. Mario.
Just Mario Luigi. If you pick Mario, you may as well say that you love Coldplay. Just saying.
What? Coldplay's first two albums are great.
And Mario's had his time too. I agree with you, yes.
No, Mario Odyssey is probably my favourite Mario game ever. No.
Or that's a fair point, admittedly. But doesn't really explain why you hate Luigi.
Chris?
Yep.
I think this is all a bit silly, really.
No,
why can't we just appreciate whoever we want
Chris,
to in this world?
Mate, this podcast that's fine. Do you know what? I agree with both of you because if neither of you are going to vote, Luigi wins. There you go.
No, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote. Mario. Okay. Mario, Luigi, Toad.
That would be an interesting game name, wouldn't it?
Mario, Luigi, Toad.
Yeah. MLT.
So
like
what? Are you saying
Luigi's
better?
Me? I think he's got more personality.
I didn't say that. I didn't ask you, does he have personality? Do you think he's better?
Yes.
Wow. There you,
I think Luigi is a better person than Mario.
You've said
Mario
token,
stars.
You've created Partoken. And you've said
Luigi never
is
said,
better than Mario.
But I never said I was sober. Not once have I said, hi, welcome to the God is a Geek podcast. I can't say it right now. Welcome to the God is a Geek podcast. I'm your host, Adam Cook, and I'm sober as a tea. I'm just saying that Mario has had enough attempts to save the Mushroom Kingdom, and yet every new game, where's Luigi? He's probably at home looking after the house and the kids.
No, he won't.
It doesn't matter.
He's probably
kids,
getting
someone's.
Drunk in the local bar, like, because he's sick of being
Oh, now we're coming down
second.
On alcoholism on this podcast. Nothing.
Just because he's in a bar doesn't mean he's drinking alcohol. I just mean he's found somewhere to go and drink alone.
He's coffee in a bar, I hope so.
Maybe he was having a Pepsi.
I'll tell you where Luigi is, because I happen to know. He sat in a cafe reading poetry.
Oh, yeah?
And on that note, Chris, you've been playing Death Stranding, yeah?
Yes, I have.
Cool. Adam, WWE 2K20, interested?
Well, it depends on what Chris is going to say here.
You
because...
could have absolutely gone, nope.
Because, like, I
haven't
been
interested.
Well,
I'll tell you what, do you want me to change your mind?
Really?
I can't.
So, Chris, look, I'm going to ask you this straight out. I'm going to ask you this straight out, okay?
Mm.
Here we are. What's this in the 2K entry? Like, what WWE games is it? What number?
In a preview sense.
Is it fifth? Is it the fifth series?
Hang on. 1, 2, 3.
No, it's got to be more than that.
5. 2K took over in 2016.
Who was doing it before? Was that THQ before?
Dukes and THQ, I think, yeah.
Mm. Okay. So, look, straight off the bat, how is the hair?
Wet.
All right. It still sits
still
awkwardly on shoulders.
It's still seaweed.
Okay.
How is? Let's get to the gameplay, Chris. What are we saying?
I'm not a WWE fan, but I do every year listen to this conversation with interest. I want to ask you a question, Adam, which you can then feed towards Chris.
Yeah.
What do you want from a WWE game now? What do you? Because to defend a little bit that they are stuck in a position where it's. The rules of WWE don't change each year. Like in football, you have rules that change. You have refereeing decisions which are changed that make the game impact different. So the gameplay has to be changed up. WWE is, to a large degree, wrestling.
Yeah.
What do you... You know, I've seen the video and I must admit, I think it looks nice. Like they're now... It's Visual Concepts, for those who don't know. That's like the people who do NBA 2K games and they look astonishing. And Chris said as much in his preview, like the beads of sweat and stuff. But what do you want from a WWE game? Tell them, they're listening,
well,
maybe.
Straight up, it's something... It's energy. It's just energy. Like, I think...
More and you go on wiggle, 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 wiggle at the end of that.
it's just that I think that the game, like these wrestling games now are, they're a perfect representation of the actual company when you're watching it. I think it's really dull. I just find that these games are, they're missing so much just fun. And I appreciate the attempt of trying to create this like proper grappling thing, but like UFC does all that kind of thing better. And for me, when you go back and play the likes of Just Bring It and like SmackDown and stuff like that, the old PS1 games and some of the PS2 ones, they're obviously way faster, they're way more over the top and just frantic, and I'm just fine with that. And I think when it's all these heavy punches and energy, I just don't find it fun. I just don't think it's fun. And then the commentary is always a problem. It's always a problem. And it never looks incredible. And I don't know really. Like even career mode itself and all of them that I've played, they're just so long-winded. And you never really, I never truly want to put in countless hours into what I kind of think I really want to. I genuinely would love to play a solid wrestling game of just pure franticness. But the thing is, if you ever play the old ones, like they were around during the Attitude Era, so Stone Cold, The Rock, all that stuff. And when you watch wrestling back then, the energy of the crowd and everything, it's so exciting. And then you play this and it's just like, oh. And it's like when you just tune in to like watch Raw on a fucking Monday night for 3 hours and you end it and you just go, oh, Christ. Like just previously we had, the Hell in a Cell, and the fucking world was in, they were just so furious with how it all ended. And this is the problem. There's too much of, it's just shit. It's just shit all the time. It's just, these issues are there, and there's, 2K can release things like decent basketball games, and do they do hockey?
No, not for a while now.
No, so they can do like the basketball games I know are well received.
Borderlands is there.
Borderlands is there and stuff, but there's just, I don't know. I just don't think like Chris, like you've played this obviously. Like, does the gameplay still have these issues of playing with the analogs and trying to, like, do you know, stamina being down and stuff? Because I fucking hate the stamina. I don't want stamina. I just want to be going mental, get to the top of the Hell in a Cell, jump off frantically, you know, use tons of weapons, get backstage. And everything in the 2K series is just slow. Do you know? And sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I understand it being trying to go for the realism, kind of the realistic kind of side of it. But like, it's a fucking video game. I just want to play a video game. Do you know?
Yeah. So no, like, no, I agree.
Like, where are we with this? So, like, what have they changed? What have they added? What is still there? Do we have the commentary problems? Do we have?
Well, because it's a preview, the commentary, I've no idea how that's going to change. It seemed better, but you know, a couple of hours doesn't really say a lot. But the gameplay, like, I struggled to see what was different. All of my issues from previous games are still there. Like, awkwardness when trying to turn to if you're in a match with more than one person, trying to turn to another character, the movement is so slow at times. When you're, say you do a simple power slam and then you go to kick them, if you're not facing them exactly, you'll kick the ground, you won't hit them. So those, the kind of clunkiness is still there,
and that's the thing. That's
the stamina, as you say, still a thing. But then there's also the I don't know why they ever change this, and I've been saying this for like 3 or 4 years now, is the little mini games when it comes to pinning and submitting. Because as much as they try and make it a sports game, wrestling isn't a sport in the sense of the word. Like, it's most people will agree with it. Like, everyone knows that it's entertainment.
I'd just like to distance myself from the comments of Christopher White on the God is a Geek podcast, episode number 368, titled Partooken. Please, Chris, continue.
So, when I mean it's not a sport, there's no competition. Like, we know who's... Hang on! We know who's going to win.
I was just laughing at this other thing. Sorry.
Of course. We know who's going to win. It's going to progress the story that's in their heads for the next few weeks or whatever. The effort that they go into putting like actual wrestling and the moves and the speed at which they do it and the different like systems that they put into play and how they work together in a match is always going to be phenomenal, and that doesn't exist here. That you can't flow moves together. You can't put anything, like, there's no real chain of moves from one to the next to make it flow seamlessly like it does do. And in New Japan, that's one of the main kind of the best for pure like wrestling. New Japan Pro Wrestling is probably the best out there.
So what are Yuke's doing? Because I know that basically 2K took this and said, right, we're doing this with Visual Concepts.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Yuke's are apparently making a wrestling game. The question I have for you is sometimes with the official products, like, do you remember back when official video games of movies used to be just bad? And sometimes these kind of things have a lot of red tape that make it difficult to enact huge scale changes that people want. And Vince McMahon, I genuinely don't know if he's a real person who really owns the WWE or not, but I think he is, and I think he does. He comes across as the kind of thing or person and WWE itself as the kind of organization that it would be really difficult to enact change? Because to me, what I see here is there's no competition in the market. If you want to play a WWE game, you're buying this one every year. And not 2K, WWE know this. So why would they say, yep, do what you want? Why would they throw money at this?
Right, well, within the next 5 years, you're going to find two successful major competitors to WWE. In terms of money that they can throw at it, no chance at this point in time. They're a billion-dollar company. There are two companies that are coming to the fore. Well, one brand-new company has announced either today or yesterday, New Japan Pro Wrestling of America is going to be an American-based New Japan. And, like, a lot of people watch New Japan. Like, I know, Adam, you must have watched it. The quality of the wrestling is fantastic. And, a lot of that, the storylines, but it's very subtle storylines. Their stories are told in the matches. So
who
that's
would make
coming,
these games, though?
Well, Fire Pro Wrestling was New Japan-based.
But for those who want a realistic looking, I'm not doubting Fire Pro is good.
I don't know, but I mean the thing is, the other company AEW was built from guys who fought in like Ring of Honor and New Japan, and they formed this company. One of the guys, Cody Rhodes, was in the WWE, who left due to creative differences. It was not a messy retirement from the company, but it wasn't great. He's now formed this other company who, on a weekly basis, their show that started a couple of months ago is now beating the ratings for the WWE show on the same night. Like, they could potentially, if they can keep this kind of momentum up and they put on the same kind of matches, excuse me, then they will be a competitor. In terms of games, whether they want to make a game, I don't know, but
because
they are flying high. I think there's a good potential for that to be a new video game series that will rival 2K, because at this point, it's not doing
Imagine
anything
if Yuke's
different.
Ended up to getting hired to do
it'd be fantastic. Especially if they made it like old school, like Adam was saying earlier.
Who does The Undertaker play for these days?
he is WWE, but he doesn't really wrestle anymore. But they wheel him out when they go to Saudi Arabia for blood.
There was a hilarious photo, I don't know where I saw it, but it was on Twitter, but somebody, put it up there or whatever, but it was just The Undertaker sitting in Nando's.
And I've seen that. Yeah,
it just looked very funny because you're just like, it's the Undertaker, and there
he just seems like a sitting on dude, his own doesn't he? Indos. He just seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, but I think Chris, you're dead right in what you're saying there. I think the game this is like 2K20, and I think this is their fifth attempt, and there isn't enough improvements.
But it's also their first attempt, because they said to Chris, and I'm not talking for Chris, but it's in the preview, they told him, we are completely in control of this with Visual Concepts and 2K. And Yuke's are the people who have developed WWE games since they were under THQ, I believe. So I don't know what I'm looking at. It's like asking a non-football fan to explain the changes in a new game. I don't know what I'm looking at. But what I would say is, it looked pretty, like, it looked like it's made by the NBA guys, but like it also just looked like that wrestling game again.
The thing that I want, which, as any wrestling fan knows, there are unwritten rules in the wrestling world. Like, if you if there's two big superstars wrestling at the main event of WrestleMania, Stone Cold and The Rock, let's just say, and the Stone Cold does his finisher, the Stone Cold Stunner, for the first time, it's very unlikely he's ever going to pin The Rock first go. However, if you were to nail a stunner in this and you don't get that pinning thing right, it ruins the kind of build-up that you're trying to make and make it feel like realistic and that. Other kind of examples are that, like, no one's going to win a match within the first 10 seconds. Very rarely does it happen, or the first minute, shall we say, if it's a hype match. However, and also, if you're going to do one submission move, like a simple armbar, but you can't control the submission circle to kick out, you lose, which is ridiculous because that doesn't happen. So there's a lot of stuff like that, which it isn't realistic. And they're trying to make it a sports sim, shall we say, where it does focus on the theatrics, but it's not doing everything it needs to do to make this game feel like a proper wrestling game. Yeah. Like, you can't just bash the buttons
like
to kick out.
Like the pinning and all the submission stuff looks, and that's the thing. I get that you want. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just want a new fight night. But the UFC stuff, kind of, as someone who knows what it is and would probably be into it if I had time in my life for another sport. Like, the game itself is, I can appreciate it from a technical perspective. I can say, yeah, this is good. But for me, if you said to, because I did used to like wrestling, but we're talking, you know, back in the era, you know, the era I would know is, you know, like Hulk Hogan versus his mates misses or something, you know, like, and what, like, Royal Rumble, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one for me. But everyone who's a massive wrestling fan still would say, like, SmackDown versus Raw. And I vaguely remember that.
It just needs to be fucking bombastic, and that's the way I want these games. Like, I'm fine for it. Doesn't it? It's not a real sport. It's entertainment. So
I
need to be entertained.
Oh my god! Now he said it.
But it is. It's not like being derogatory to the professional wrestling.
It just sounds like it to me.
It does. Like, if someone says it's fake, then that they can fuck off.
You're going to tell me, like, it's like when people say darts isn't a sport. You know.
Yeah. It's all.
It's sports entertainment, though. That's what it's known as.
What, darts?
No.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Let's move on, because this is all based on a preview. All of this is preview stuff.
Yeah.
Even the Luigi sort of versus Mario stuff is in a preview sense. I may change my mind next week. Adam, have you played The Witcher on Switch or not?
I have.
So before we start talking about it, I want to ask you a question. Okay. This is, again, My opinion on Luigi may be controversial, but your reply to this question may also be considered controversial.
Are you going to say fucking Jennifer?
No, I wasn't, but now I might. We'll see. If there's time, we can discuss which of the two young ladies the three of us old men find the most attractive in video game form.
Oh, God.
Let's just table that for now. You know, like the other time, you know, we table it. So, this, again, just think. If you need a second, Chris and I can discuss anything. Chris and I can talk about Yen and Triss. But on the internet, memes, you know, things are memes. Things get something that's kind of, oh, that's kind of cute and funny, gets taken and then fucking beaten to death in the ground. Adam Carroll, if I were to say to you, The Switcher, how would you feel? Christ. Do you need time? Do you need time?
I just don't fucking need it.
What, time?
I just don't need this fucking Switcher thing. I don't need it. I don't need
it. You know what I mean, though, right? Like, it's kind
of
cute and funny, and then it's like, that's what we're calling it now, everyone.
Is
it okay if I just call it that? There was a
to call it that. I'm sorry. It's like when people say jeggings. Like, stop combining words. What's wrong with it?
No, but that's an actual thing.
Yeah, well, that's because people combine jeans and leggings. Like, it wasn't always a thing until someone...
Yeah, but they combined those two things into a new thing that was a combination of those two things.
Well, that's... But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's like Brexit.
Sort of. Oh,
when
God.
You combine
please,
two words...
For the love of fuck.
No, I'm not going there.
Chris, I have already got multiple notes about edit points. Please.
Do not give me
more work, man.
I'm not going into anything. It's just... I'm just on about... I just don't like it. It's lazy. The English language. Nor do I.
But
thing.
Listen, October the 31st is happening. Chris, please.
Wow. Anyway, go
or
on.
Is it? I don't know. Actually, oh.
let's go back to fucking, the switcher. I'll just shut up.
I'm not going to say my thoughts, but that pause says everything. and just know that right now, as I talk, I've got a finger pointed in the air, one either side of the microphone, and I'm fucking shaking those fingers, Chris. I am, mate. What are we doing here? Are we talking about the switcher or not?
Yeah.
So you're anti-switcher.
I'm anti the name of the switcher. Not the game.
Yes. No. Adam Carroll. God, blimey, that was vigorous. I'm sorry, listeners. That might have come across on the mic. Adam, The Witcher 3 on Switcher. Have you played it? I forget what you said now.
I have.
This is... I'm not sure this is even good. This is good anymore.
That was her voice. Good?
I'm sober. But I'm frightened to admit that because of what people think of me now.
The Witcher
3. Adam, it's my name and I don't
the
even
Witcher
know it.
The Witcher 3. Yeah.
Thank you.
Has come to the Nintendo Switch. It's happened. It's out in the world.
The Switcher, if you will.
The Switcher, if you will. Yeah, Adam, have you played it?
I reviewed it, mate.
Fuck it, you did. I thought Chris reviewed it. Christ,
no,
I'm
no,
drunk.
That was me. Yeah. There has to be a drunk Adam on this podcast, just like there has to be an Adam hosting this podcast. Doesn't
okay,
matter
look,
which.
What are we saying here? Do we all person. Enjoy it? Do we all think this is a huge achievement? Because I think it's a massive achievement in terms of getting that entire thing onto that cartridge. I know it's been said to
that's
death.
That alone is good.
Huh?
That alone, the fact they got it all in that cartridge is pretty damn good.
It's insane.
But like, also, did they not... Because you know there's two Switch cartridges, isn't there? There's like the cheap one that is smaller size that people use, and then you have to download the update, which is actually the game. Yeah. CD Projekt Red didn't do that, did they?
They just fucking went, here, have at it. We have the best fucking most powerful little cart ever. And
did you see the pictures? They put them out. I think it was Radek from
with
the PR
discs.
Team. So there's like the discs. This is the PS4, the Xbox One, and then there's like a 4-5 disc version for the PC, and then there's this tiny little cartridge.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mad. It's crazy. It's crazy to have it on, and like straight off, I think it runs incredibly well. I think, it has the visual downgrade. I think everyone who is playing it or has played it, I think everyone's in agreement. If you've never played The Witcher before, there's a thing going around.
Try to play it elsewhere.
I had this discussion. I don't think it's really that like if you're like, oh, should I play this on PlayStation or PC or what? I'd be like, okay, like how picky are you when it comes to visuals? Because let's be honest. I think the lighting is still very good in this.
Oh, the lighting's cracking. It's mostly... You see, this is the thing. The Witcher 3 is... What was that? 2015? Or was it before then? When was The Witcher 3? I wrote it in the review, I should remember. But it's quite an old game in this generation. Yeah, okay. I think it was 2015 or 14. And...
2015.
2015. So it has aged. You know, graphics have actually... You know, you think of God of War. You think of other games. And, like, The Witcher... has aged, and I wouldn't say the best thing about The Witcher 3 was the faces.
I completely agree.
You know,
I don't remember playing it on my PS4 when it came out, like, and being, whoa, look at the character models, that is something else. I
really
was
wonder
just,
where you were going then.
I was just more taken back by the environment, and still,
yep,
to this day, I am still taken back by it. I think
still, Gwent is still...
Oh my god, Gwent
a
is
marvel.
So good. It's so good.
It made me think, why am I not playing the game Gwent that is available elsewhere? Why have... They're bound to put Gwent out next, aren't they, on Switch? That, you know, the game just called Gwent.
Yeah, maybe, probably, but at the same time,
fair
I'm...
enough, sorry.
It's... This is just a no-brainer. Like, and I think even if you want to play for the first time, okay, go for it if that's the visual thing. But I think this is a really good achievement. I think the frame rate is fantastic. It there's no loading issues. It all runs well. It's the exact same game.
Have you seen that people have sort of somehow got into debug menus and actually enabled and disabled certain graphical effects that make it actually look better while not sacrificing the frame rate?
Oh wow!
I don't know how. But
like the
but
only thing
they were begging CD Projekt Red to like enable this option properly for everyone because it made it look even better and there was no loss to frame rate.
Yeah. Like, the only thing here that's, like, of, like that I've noticed where I was like, okay, but it quickly just faded away was the blurriness. Mm. There's just that strange blurry kind of effect that's on it. And but it kind of just disappears. It just goes away and you're like, okay, I'm just in it. But, like, fuck it. Like, this game is just unbelievable. I adore this goddamn game. And, yeah, it's just... I've never seen anything like this. Like, I never thought. It's, like, I remember when the Switch was being, when it got announced and we were seeing all the games on the screen during that trailer, and, like, Skyrim appeared. I was like, fucking hell, Skyrim on the Switch. That's insane. And look.
Oh, yeah.
Look at what we're getting. Like The Witcher, and, like, we've Doom and all these kind of things.
Great.
It's just mental. It is just mental. But, if you've never played The Witcher, everyone should just play the goddamn Witcher, because it's probably one of the greatest RPG. It is one of the greatest RPG games ever made.
I still maintain, if you can play it on the big screen with, like, 4K.
Yeah.
Fair try. Enough. But if you play, I think the game, as I said in the review, I think this sort of port was made to be played in handheld, really. I've docked it, and it, like, for the footage, and it looks fine. Yeah. It looks like sort of running on the lowest graphical settings on a PC. But, like, when handheld, I just didn't notice it as much. But then I think...
Like, as you said, with the game kind of showing its age slightly, I think so. I do definitely agree there. But I'll be honest, lads, it's all about the writing. The writing and the quest and the stories are just amazing. Like there isn't a character that I meet that I'm not interested in. I'm just like, who are you? And, like, it's just... Because even the combat... Like, you... It's not amazing combat.
It's not the best.
You get a flow going, all right, and you're kind of like, all right, cool, I have it down. But it can get a bit messy with the camera and stuff. But my god, it's all about the writing and the story.
And that kind of leads me perfectly into the other game that I'm allowed to talk about at this point in time. Disco Elysium. Disco Elysium. This game. Probably not on God as a Geek, because we don't have many PC gamers here. This game's going to win Game of the Year awards, or be in the talking about them. It has got some of the most witty, sharp writing I have ever seen in a game. Not like, oh, in a game of this type. I mean, ever. The writing, and there's a lot of it, by the way. Like, I've not scratched the surface of this game. It is so good. It is so weird and so good. We're talking... There can go 2 hours where you hardly move. You're just walking around a small area, and yet the dialogue is... The voice acting, not all of it is voice acting, but the voice acting that is there is just so kind of appropriate for what the script dictates. You know what I mean? Mm. It is so sharp.
This game is something I am dying to play.
I don't feel like it needs the most powerful PC to run.
Mm.
I haven't checked... It doesn't seem like graphically intensive, and it certainly seems like you could turn off some of the graphically intensive sort of effects to play it, even. It's just so strange.
So for people who don't actually know about this, like, what is it about? Because it is, like, in a nutshell, it's a detective kind of game.
It's kind of a detective game, but it's isometric, and it's also got sort of tabletop elements in that your character has a spec sheet. And you, as you level up, you can kind of put more stats into specific elements. So your intellect, but there are, like, I think 4 or 5 different parts of the intellect. There are physical and the same again. These things change the dialogue options in a way, like, you know, in a Fallout game or somewhere where you've got, like, I've got speech 20, so I can do this. The thing is, though, is that even then it's a dice roll. And... because it's so well written, because the characters are so interesting, it's really devastating when you lose a dice roll and you cannot get that conversation tree. It's gone. Some of them you can actually, like, I think they're called, like, a white roll or something like that, or a red roll, and you can actually have another attempt at them, but you have to do something else to unlock that attempt. Whereas some, it is just like, that's gone. You've cocked up. Now you shouldn't have asked, because you were risking it, but you literally rolled the dice. So it's kind of that. It's also there's politics involved. Again, I haven't played enough. I really want to get back to it, but stuff that I'm reviewing has sort of taken, you know, taken my time, obviously, for obvious reasons. But it's kind of cyberpunk adjacent from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Sort of dystopian kind of thing. It's difficult to tell. You know, you start the game, your character's woken up, and he's clearly he's a detective, but he's completely down and out and drunk, and everyone takes the piss out of him because you lose your badge, you lose your gun. There's conversations that reveal he's maybe not been very good to certain people. You can't remember where you live, and there's a lot of conversations between you and your subconscious, and your subconscious is broken down into different parts. There's so much text, so much writing here. And it's made by a tiny studio, and it's unfortunately one of those games that it feels like it's so big. It's Persona size, you know?
Do you think so? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Nice. And I worry that means, although I loved what I played of it,
that you might fall off.
I think I may already have fallen off, but that is no indicator on the quality of the game whatsoever. Chris is someone who will appreciate this. You know, sometimes we are in the period where like we are in the middle of all the games coming out, and yet still this week as we record, you'll hear it on the Wednesday. Call of Duty's out this week. This week,
not
right? 25th. I believe, unless I've got that wrong.
Yeah, 25th.
And, like, there are so many games coming. I've seen people going, oh, you know, I hope this comes to console. I don't know. I'm not against it. I don't think it feels much like... But then, you know, Diablo comes to console. You know, like Baldur's Gate comes to console.
Torment as well. Gary, and it's because I read Gary's review, and he said it's very similar to Torment, and that had a lot of text, and that was on the consoles, and for me it just didn't work, so I'm wondering if this wouldn't either.
It's a lot of clicking, there's a lot of reading. The reason we haven't got a video review is because I got like the first 2 hours captured, but unfortunately there's so much dialogue that there's not actually visually much to show, because I couldn't help it. I spent so much time arrested by this world and the conversations of the people and the relationships and discovery, and it's just... It's kind of brilliant, but sometimes you have games where it's like, yeah, you've been so ambitious and you've just aimed that bit too high. This isn't that. This is more like they've aimed that high, they've hit that high, but I kind of almost wish they'd aimed a bit lower and made a less epic, if you will, adventure.
Okay.
Because if, you know, I've heard it's 80 hours and...
Oh my God.
And that's 80 hours sat at a PC. Yeah. And if we could pause the world, I would gladly go through that and many, many other games. You know, I haven't talked about it, and we'll talk about it next week, but The Outer Worlds, for example, I'm not going to talk about it now because it's under embargo at the moment, and by the time this comes up, it won't be, but I do want to give this to our Patreons early. So if you want to hear that sort of stuff, patreon.com/godisgeek, $1 a month. We've got quite a few people on there now, and they get the podcast normally earlier than this, actually. But there's, like... A lot of games coming, man. You know, look, I can't talk about After Party right now, but that's coming. There's a lot happening, and I mean, when is the right time to release an 80-hour RPG? You know, when is the right time? I have to accept that genre, as much as I adored it, is no longer my genre.
But that's where I think something like Disco Elysium, where I would look at the aesthetic of it, and instantly I knew nothing about this game until I saw like just screenshots, and I went, what the hell is this game? And I read more into it and saw that like people were going mad for it. Then I was like, but it was the visuals. I was like, I need to play this.
It's glorious.
I just need to
play it.
Yeah, it looks so good. And that's kind of how it is. It's like if I had the good PC for it, I'd be honest.
You say that, but did you finish Fire Emblem?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if this was on Switch, 80 hours, there comes a time where you are either that guy who says, I'm playing this game for 8 hours and that's it, and I'm not playing the other games. I think that person that will love this. I think all three of us, and most people I personally know, like to play a lot of games. Lots of different games. Mm. I like to play FIFA. I like to play... Oh, I nearly said an embargoed game then. I like to play, you know, all sorts of games. I can't... There's never going to be 80 hours for me. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't make them, because this, to me, what I've seen of it is a one hell of an achievement. Mm. I'm sort of sad I won't get to see more of it. And that's my choice. I just sort of.
I hope it does well, because... If it does well, and then it might get an opportunity to come to console, because it may not work. But to be honest, though, seeing the likes of Divinity 2 come to Switch, I'm like, I'd like to see this come, because the Switch is, it's just, for me, it's one of those things. The time that I'm in and the age that I am, I can play a lot more stuff with my Switch.
Yeah. And I have been drawn towards the Switch. Because, you know, even just that my kids are growing up now and they want consoles and playing on the consoles, and I just don't have as much TV time as I used to have. But let's move on to... We only got one this week. Listener correspondence from Thomas at AlamaFluff42. Send your questions to podcast@godisageek.com. Tweet us at godisageek. You can find us by now. If you're a Patreon supporter, you could literally just, you know, ask it in the question there. That's absolutely fine as well. The question is, what's your favourite chocolate treat to go with a lovely hot chocolate? Simple. It's a simple question. You got a nice hot chocolate with some marshmallows, maybe a little bit. Maybe it's a white hot chocolate, but what are you having with it? What's your little chocolatey treat to go with it?
The first thing that comes to my head is a crunchy.
A fine choice. Yeah, okay.
Not Chris? Everyone's one, but just
I wouldn't have a chocolate bar with a hot chocolate.
I don't think I would either.
I like a nice... bar of chocolate with a cup of tea.
Yep, with
you. Oh, like that. Yeah, that's a different story.
That's one of the nicer.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, Thomas. I'm vetoing this question and changing it to a cup of tea. How'd you like that? That was to you and Adam, not to Thomas. Sorry.
I can't do that to Mr. Fluffles.
But Mrs. Fluffles might be very Fluffles. Happy.
Yeah, that was it. Damn it.
What's your? You can only have one. For the rest of your life, I'll ask it. I'll go.
One.
I know
are we talking single? Just like a single bar, yeah. Like not like a big bar.
Like would you have a big bar with a tea if you could?
No. I'm trying to define. Because I have to make sure the question's right. Because I'll probably have different choices. Single bar. It's going to be a boost.
Oh, I mean, I'm a big fan of Amaro, I must admit, but. Not with a tea, I don't think, because of the caramelly.
Oh, no, I like a bit of diversity in my bar.
Were you impressed then, Adam, that I remembered?
Yeah.
Thank you. You didn't seem it.
Sorry.
That's all right. So a boost?
Yeah, probably a boost of caramel. You'd have to have caramel.
No. Oh, okay. Oh, really? Adam, how about yourself?
Bourneville.
Good choice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Strong choice. I forgive you for
that's
everything.
That's okay. Bourneville is fucking just essential.
I think I'm going to surprise you. I'd like a penguin with my cup of tea.
Oh, for Christ's sake, what are you, 10?
Have you ever bitten both ends of a
Oh
penguin?
My God, have I, Christopher.
And what? Sucked it dry.
That thing.
That thing, he says, like it's not the best thing in the world ever.
What?
You bite
you're
the
off
opposing...
there sucking chocolate bars like that. And I'm...
Listen, we've Pringle had a laugh. Sandwich. We've all had a laugh. But I think it's important that before we end this podcast, we do not leave the listeners wondering, what penguin thing? I think it's important that we just...
No, I think we leave it. We leave it and see if they can guess it. Let us
know. To be fair, if they were listening, I did say it, so they probably already know.
But we've you know, they weren't. Or were they? Or were they? The only way to find out is to tweet us. What's the penguin thing? No, I really want people to do this, man.
Yeah, what's the penguin thing? Send it in.
I tell you what, if the first person to hashtag tweet at God is a Geek with a hashtag the penguin thing, T-H-E-P-E,
fucking hell.
I know how to spell penguin. I'm just not going to spell penguin. Hashtag the penguin thing. I want to see that. The first person... I mean, I won't, because I don't look at Twitter much these days, but someone on God is a Geek will see hashtag the penguin thing, right? I'm saying this now on the podcast, so again, I'm not worried, because no one will do it. But I'm saying hashtag the penguin thing. you do that and just tell us something, whatever your guess is to the penguin thing, or whatever you want it to be, okay?
There you go.
The first person who does that, I will find a way. I nearly said bye, but I'm not saying that. You know what? I will. This site will find a way to like that tweet. Thank you very much for listening. It's been an experience. Adam Carroll, where can people find you on whatever social media you prefer? Are you on the Instagram?
I'm on the Instagram. I'm as Adam Zolks. That's where I am. All around.
That's your brand. Chris Tover,
you can find me on brazza.com/Chris White. Woo-hoo. I'm also on Twitter at firstavenger83.
I tell you what, if someone makes a Brazza's account, if that isn't even a thing.
I don't know.
And does it with Chris's name and uses a picture of him, I'll buy you a game.
And I
say that with absolutely no genuine honesty whatsoever. Don't bother looking for me on Twitter. I'm not on there at the moment. Cheers. Thank you very much for listening. And go to patreon.com/godisgeek if you enjoyed this podcast. And why wouldn't you have? It's just been a normal podcast. And for $1 a month, you get the podcast early. We give away codes on there for games. We all sorts of extra videos, early videos. We have a Discord that you can join and a private Discord for our Patreon supporters. If you go really far with it, you can get a T-shirt, which is slightly out of date, but nonetheless, it's still a T-shirt. And that is as best an endorsement as you will find on any podcast in the land. Adam and Chris, thank you for your time this evening. Maybe it's the day. I didn't say that.
Or did I?
Luigi for the win, and I'll speak to you next week with these Mario-loving Luigi haters. We'll speak to you next week, or whatever you choose to listen. Bye for now.